We found another H, and it's hid. Hid. You know a verse with hid in it?
Hid with Christ.
Pardon?
We're hid with Christ in God.
All right, that's good. Hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid. You're not your own. It's hid. Another hid. Come on. Hid. Yes, David? What did you want to say? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I want to leave a verse with you. Maybe all of us want to take it. And it's from Acts 20:32. As I say, we're going to have to part our ways. That's good, because you go into ministry where you are, and I go into ministry where I am. And this ministry must continue. And it reads something like this. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance with all those who are being sanctified. I commend you to God, the author and finisher of our faith. I commend you to God, to his continued working. He's not finished. I commend you to God. We're his workmanship. And to his, the word of his grace. What is that? The word of his grace. Thy word have I hid in my heart. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. Now you have heard that you ought to spend time every day with your Bible. I have a wonderful treasure, a gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I. Oh, let that conviction grip you. You must. You must. You must. All right, I'm going to stay here. You must. It's the word of his grace. There's a power in that grace to lift us out of ourselves and bring us into Christ. And to his likeness. To his likeness. How does that change come about? Well, Jesus said to his disciples in the 15th chapter, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now you're ready for service. That word has transformed you into men who are ready, truly ready for service. And it said of Jesus in Ephesians, he loved the church and gave himself for the church, that it might be a sanctified church, cleansed through the washing of water by the word. Now you're clean. Now you're clean. We've come under the hearing of the word of God, and that word of God, there's a cleansing. A cleansing that it brings to our souls, our lives. And we ought to approach it perhaps in that manner. Lord, speak to me today. You know, all the way from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus ministered to his disciples. Then right on through, he said, you don't know what spirit you are of. We don't know what spirit we are of. The spirit of the world. Oh, deliver me, Lord. Deliver me. And so on. All these words of Jesus, they have in them that power. There's a power to transfigure us, to change us into His likeness. Into His likeness. We had in our reading today 132nd Psalm, and it says this: the Lord has chosen Zion. This will be and is my dwelling place. I've chosen it. And I was telling how we've been in Palestine, in Israel, and I was on the Mount of Olives. You know, we sang that Watts' hymn, this pilgrim hymn, "We're Marching to Zion." And one of the verses says, "We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground." Was Emmanuel ever here? And no, yes, he has been here. He has been here on this terrestrial ball. And we were walking where he walked. And on the very mount, it's supposed to be the mount where he gave his sermon. And then those that Sea of Galilee and all around, they heard his voice. They heard his voice. And people heard it. Praise the Lord. But as I was, I got a little off my thing. I looked down from there. You can look upon the city. I don't see a temple. What I see and what you see is a mosque. And I said, that's wrong. That's wrong. And then again, I thought, maybe it isn't wrong. Because God does not dwell in temples made with hands. You understand that? God is seeking another temple. And where it says in this verse that I've mentioned, I entrust you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able, what? To build you up. Now, if you look at that, I understand it means an edifice. You know what an edifice is? It's a building. He's able to build you up like an edifice, like a building. And for what purpose? That He might fill it. Oh, what a salvation this Christ lives in me. Jesus has come to live in His temple, and with His love my heart is aglow. He's come to every one of us. And those little children, you know, you can't get away from it. They sang the gospel. They sang the truth. There's someone who's knocking at your door. Did you hear that? And then this one, done, D-O-N, done. Now come, C-O-M-E, come to Jesus. And He's knocking at your door. He wants an entrance. And we have opened our hearts to Him. And He has come in. He has come in. But He wants to sit upon the throne of our hearts. He wants to reign. He wants to be in charge.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. This
Hallelujah.
Heavenly King
Hallelujah.
Deigns to call me His beloved and deigns to live within me. Oh. Within me. What a salvation. What does that say over there? I think, what does that verse say? Christ in you, the hope of glory. I think it's 2 Corinthians 6, it says, what agreement does Christ have with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. He hath said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Oh, Lord, dear Lord. Have you bid him enter? Have you opened your heart wide to him? Oh, Lord Jesus, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. And we sang, I started with a hymn. I don't know, did anybody memorize Philippians 4:8? Did I ask you to memorize it? I mean, let me see. Is there anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Mary wrote it out in her book.
Oh, she wrote it out.
She wrote it out, and she's made all kinds of comments. I saw it this afternoon.
Anyway, we sang that we started to sing the hymn, Savior. Savior, my heart is thine. Keep it for me. May every thought of mine glorify thee, glorify thee, glorify thee. May every thought of mine glorify thee. Jesus, Savior, my will is thine. Keep it for me. May every act of mine be done for thee. Be done for thee. Be done for thee. May every act of mine be done heartily. Jesus, Savior, my life is thine. Keep it for thee. Yes, me. May every hour of mine be lived for thee. Be lived for thee. Be lived for thee. May every hour of mine be lived for thee. Savior, my all is thine. Keep it for me. May all I have, O Lord, be used for thee. And so on. Be used for thee. Be used for thee. May all I have, dear Lord, be used for thee. I don't know, would it be too much if I would say, I solemnly promise that I'm going to read the Bible, spend 15 minutes every day to read the Bible and to pray. Would that be too much to ask? Could you promise? Could you promise? And I tell you, if you would do that, it would grow. Half an hour. I'll tell you about a fellow in our church many years ago. He was in a psychiatric ward. Was it Kings County? And there was a blizzard. And I felt I ought to go and visit him. So I did. I went to visit him. And he was so surprised, he was shocked to see me. Why did you come in this blizzard weather? Well, I was compelled to come. And I showed him a degree of love, you know? And he responded. He got out of that place. And he was baptized, and he loved the Bible. And we just got in touch with him. I wondered about him. Where is he? Well, how many years has it been?
At least 20.
20 years? Got in touch with him. And he talked with my wife. And he said she laughs the way she has formerly laughed. I talked to him a little bit. He said, Brother Gordon, I have a job. But he said, when I come home, it's in the Bible. I'm in the Word. Oh, God. And his son, one of his sons, is a minister. I'm in the Word. I'm in the Word. And so with all of us, I solemnly promise before God and these witnesses that I'm going to spend time every day, and preferably in the morning, before I go out the door, at least 15 minutes praying and reading His Word, receiving the admonition, the instruction, the rebukes, the reproofs, the promises, and so on, and then claiming them for myself, and not only for myself, but those with whom I worship. So, again, let me say, I've appreciated this. I was wondering whether you got more out of it than I did. I found joy. I found joy. I found joy. Did you find joy in serving?
All the time.
You know, it says there in the 100th Psalm that all nations ought to rejoice. And then the first thing is that follows is serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. 28th of Deuteronomy. Because you did not serve the Lord with gladness for the abundance of all things, these things are going to come upon you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I can serve the Lord. God. You know what I did? I changed my wife's name from Genevieve to Gladness. Now I can serve the Lord with gladness. No, that's not true. But there was a fellow in Teen Challenge. He was so happy. He found because his wife's name truly was Gladness. Maybe you ought to make that your buddy. What do you have to do that down at the beach? You don't have to do that, do you? But the kids.
Buddy call.
The buddy call. It's good to have a buddy. It's good to have a buddy. Make friends. Make friends. That can help you. That together they you want to go on. They give you really impetus and a little push. So, I wonder if I have the greater joy. Did you get any joy out of service?
A lot.
Good. Oh, God. Again, I pray for those laborers who have labored with me, and the elder people here as well who have labored with us, labored in prayer. Lord, we yet lift our voices. We cry to Thee. Oh, Lord, You have pointed out the way in which we can walk and be overcomers and become more like Thee as we get into that Bible, the Word of God. Thank You, Lord. Amen.